SSR FM 99.7.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to The Troy Murphy Show. I'm, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and as the name suggests, this is The Troy Murphy Show. And what is The Troy Murphy Show, I hear you ask, if you are tuning in for the very first time? Well, it's an opinion-based show with something for everyone, but not everything to anyone. We encourage debate, discussions, and we sometimes put our serious hats on to look at the big issues in the news for the week. And on the other side of the coin, we like to look at the weird, wacky, and wonderful news from around the world, you know, to have a good laugh at. Because even though we like the serious, we also like to be not so serious, you know, for the yin and yang and balance of it all. Big thank you to Jamie Sims for taking on the first hour of Drive. Brilliant show as always, Jamie. Love the music. Of course, every day is a celebration here at the Troy Murphy Show. And today is no different, as today, the eighth day of the month of December in the year of 2022, we celebrate National Brownie Day. Yes, to celebrate National Brownie Day, people do so by indulging in the rich, chocolatey dessert, whether it be a mixed selection from the bakery or a tray-baked rustled up at home. You know, this is not one I will probably celebrate. Brownies are just too rich and thick for my taste buds. Anyway, could I celebrate our next one? National Lard Day. Maybe not. National Lard Day observes the use of lard in American diets and aims to educate people about its health benefits. Really? Lard? Healthy? Lard is considered to be a healthy fat, according to the Healthy Fats Coalition, which formed this holiday to inform people about the difference between unhealthy fats and healthy fats. And you know, according to a Google search that I've just done, it seems to be true. Maybe it's just that Americans tend to serve too much lard that it gets the bad name. It's really a day for non-health today, isn't it? Brownies and lard. What about the next one? Let's see if I'll celebrate this one. Pretend to be a time traveler day is a day that was created in 2007 by the Koala Wallop online community. Have no idea who they are. They could be Australian. They have the dream of the human race one day being able to travel through time. Did you know that the first known mention of time travel appeared in ancient Hindu mythology, where their king, Rivatiya, travelled far away to meet the creator, Brahma, and I apologise if I butchered that pronunciation. Upon his return to the kingdom, he was shocked to find that many ages had passed during his relatively short absence. Ooh, how fascinating. Which brings us, ladies and gentlemen, them, they, and all, to this week's top five, as we do the top five things I would do if I were a time traveler.
Five.
Of course, I would go back in time and right a few wrongs, whether it be in my own personal life or, you know, for the greater good of the world.
Four.
I would take something from the future, like an iPhone, and go back in time and try to get into the background of as many photos as I possibly could, you know, just to stir the pot, have some fun, be a little bit silly, and mess around with historians.
Three.
Number three, I would find someone who said somewhere in time that time travelers didn't exist, and then poof, I would appear just to mess with them.
Two.
I'd do what they did in The Simpsons. I'd go back and swat a mosquito in prehistoric times and then come back to the future just to see how messed things up are. You know, like in The Simpsons when the cast had lizard tongues.
One.
Oh, I think everyone would do this one. Go back in time and make sure I was very, very, very stupidly rich in the future. That's what I would do in this week's top five things I would do if I were a time traveler. On the show this week, it's a bit of a weird one this week. We always find that towards the end of the year, either those reporting the news get a little bit lazy or the world just gets a little bit more messed up. I think it's the latter, because this week on the show, we're discussing how one woman got roasted online for trying to make healthy fairy bread. I kid you not. The latest alleged, I'll throw that word in there, health report of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Terrible stuff. Couldn't happen to a better guy. And did you know we are potentially doing advent calendars wrong? We'll be discussing that later on the show. We also talk about a mother who regrets getting her eyeballs tattooed blue and purple, as well as the latest on the Bali criminalization of adult relations outside of marriage, as well as the latest from the climate protesters. I told you, it's going to be a weird one. All that and so much more. So let's dive head first into this week's show without any safety gear on, because that's how we do things here on the show, responsibly.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky Bear's a Troy Murphy show. Lucky Bear's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live.
Listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this, ladies and gentlemen, them, they, and all. Santa is an old fat man who makes kids sit on his lap, who breaks into your house while you're asleep to eat your food and to get your kids addicted to materialistic items. Bah, humbug. Oh, and 'tis the season to be jolly.
2SSR FM 99.7.
2SSR FM 99.7, it's the sound of the Sutherland Shire. Ladies and gentlemen, them, they, and all, you know just how much we love the crazy and zany news from all around the world. Now, despite this next news story as being, well, tragic, how's this for super duper crazy? CNN reports this week that a hospital patient has been arrested after she allegedly twice, not once, but twice, switched off the oxygen equipment on a fellow patient who was dependent on the oxygen machine, you know, to do the breathing thing for him, all because it was too noisy. Yeah, yeah. Now, the public prosecutor's office in the southwest German city of Mannheim, I probably butchered the pronunciation of that, obtained a warrant for the 72-year-old woman's arrest, and she was brought before the magistrate and investigating judge at the local court on Wednesday. The local court for this southwest German city of, and I won't pronounce it again because I butchered it the first time. The woman allegedly turned off the main switch of the oxygen equipment sometime before 8 p.m. on Tuesday after feeling disturbed by the noise coming from it. This is all, of course, to the from the statement released after she was arrested. Now, and the statement continues, although the suspect was informed by hospital staff that the oxygen supply was a vital measure to keeping the person alive, she allegedly turned the device off again at around 9 p.m. The 79-year-old woman had to be, oh, this is terrible, resuscitated and is still receiving intensive medical care. Look, I am all for the peace and quiet. I love my peace and quiet. I hate noise. I probably love my peace and quiet more than the average person, but not at the expense of another person's life. Although, when I think about it, look, I'm not saying that I would have done the same thing as this 72-year-old woman in the southwest German city of Mannheim. Again, butchering pronunciation. Look, I'm not saying I would have done the same as her in this situation, because, you know, that's potentially murder. And, you know, we don't do that. And we don't condone that. And we don't promote that. But I bet that the thought would have crossed my mind more than once. Stick around. Coming up next, we'll talk the latest law changes in Bali that will make non-married couples' lives hell on their next holiday. And later in the show, have we been doing Christmas advent calendars wrong all this time?
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2ssr.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7 p.m. on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
Listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this, my friends. 7 is the only number under 10 that's more than one syllable.
2SSR FM 99.7.
You are listening to the Sutherland Shire's one and only local radio station and home of The Troy Murphy Show, 2SSR. As we file this next segment under... in breaking news! Look, I first reported on this story years ago, and I wish I could have found the article I wrote for the magazine I was working for at the time when this was first being discussed, but it appears that the articles from that time have been deleted from the website. I don't know if that has to do with my reporting or they were just freeing up space. Hopefully the latter. It was many, many years ago. But it comes as no surprise to me that there has been a new law passed in Indonesia that will make extramarital adult relations or cohabitation before marriage illegal in the country. To break that down, it means people who are unwed can't share the same bed. And heaven forbid if they copulate prior to putting a ring on it, because that's now illegal. At the time, though, it was suggested that this would not be a law for tourists. As you know, Indonesia, the home of Bali, is a big tourist destination for Aussies. And at the time of the reporting that I did on this story when it was first being floated, you know, the tourist industry was going, whoa, let's not do it because, you know, that might prevent people from coming here. However, that seems to have changed now that Indonesia's parliament on Tuesday approved legislation that criminalizes sex outside of marriage and the cohabitation of unmarried couples. In a move critics are saying was a huge setback for rights in the world's most populous Muslim country. Now, according to reports, Indonesia, which I said before, is the home of Bali, one of Australia's most visited tourist hotspots. Sex outside of marriage will be punished with a 1-year prison sentence and illegal cohabitation with a minimum sentence of 6 months imprisonment, with the criminal code applying to foreign residents and tourists. So, you know, imagine if you, you're in Bali on a holiday with friends, you have a few drinks, a little too many drinks, you crash in the same bed as your friend, you're not married, please walk in, busted. 6 months in jail. Potentially, allegedly. Can't say for sure, I'm just speculating. There are also fears that these rules could have a major impact on the LGBTI plus community in Indonesia, where same-sex marriage is still illegal, and the fears are that it could perpetrate even further restrictions on the LGBTI plus community. Watch this space. Watch this space, ladies and gentlemen. I predict that Bali, whilst still being an Aussie hotspot for tourists and will continue to be a hotspot for Aussie tourists, it will until the day they arrest an Australian person under this new law. And then there will be the obligatory fake outrage from Australian media and the Australian people who will be going, oh, how did this happen? You know, the fake outrage machine. All shocked that this could happen, even though it's been spoken about for years. And then we will move. We will stop going to Bali. Well, most of us will. Some idiots will still go. Some idiots will still get arrested. Some idiots will find a way around it. And some people will just go married. But I bet you $2 billion. Yeah, $2 billion. That the Thailand tourist industry is cheering at this move. Because according to data, before COVID, Australians were spending on average $2 billion a year in Bali. But I don't think that it's going to be the only problem for the country. Now, without getting into too much speculation, Bali, Indonesia, is a Muslim country that is clearly becoming more and more conservative and religiously conservative. And look, that could prove to be an issue in coming years as, well, Indonesia is right on our doorstep. But let's not go down that rabbit hole now. I'm sure our country's leaders are already having those necessary conversations. With all that in mind, though, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, and if I were the advisor to the Thailand tourist industry, I'd be suggesting advertising their country as a tourist destination to Australian media now. You know, maybe with the tagline, you can sleep with anyone here, man, woman, men who are now women, the whole kit and caboodle. I'm going to get letters for that one. Coming up next on the show, we talk about a woman who now regrets tattooing her eyeballs. We'll explain why. And later in the show, stick around because the latest on warmonger Vladimir Putin's health. Something that I'm sure we're not meant to laugh at.
Listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. The hardest part about learning ethics is finding out that somehow, in some way, you are indeed a horrible person.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Ooh.
Let's file this next segment under just because someone does it on TikTok doesn't mean you should do it too. Yep, we're in for a silly one, people. Surely people have a little warning bell, you know, like a ding-a-ling-a-ling that goes off when they're about to do something potentially dumb, right? Or even if they're considering doing something dumb. Clearly not the case because we talk about them every week here on the show. Now, one could say that we delight in doing this, talking about the dumb people of the world, but really this serves as a warning to the greater community of what to look out for and what not to do. So this is, while we're having fun, it's still a serious topic. Point in case, this story reported by the Daily Mail. It reads, a mum of five has admitted she regrets not listening to her seven-year-old daughter's warning she could go blind if she got her eyeballs tattooed because now she's losing her sight. When your seven-year-old daughter is smarter than you, you should really start questioning things and maybe asking questions. Are you smarter than a seven-year-old? The report continues. Law student Anya Peterson. Surely someone smart enough to study law or be accepted to study law is smart enough to know that eyeball tattooing comes with potential risks, let alone being taken seriously in the profession by having multicolored eyeballs. Mind you, if we are on the medium that is radios and I can't show you pictures, the woman does have face tattoos. Now, I'm not saying that having face tattoos makes you a dumb person, but you know, socially, wider society does not generally take those with face tattoos too seriously, nor colored eyes. Could you imagine the woman standing in front of the judge trying to, I don't know, get someone off a death sentence or something? Or even, you know, going to see a client for the first time, or, you know, you've been done for something stupid, and or you've committed a major crime. You go and see your lawyer and there she is in front of you, face tattoos and eyeball tattoos. When you want someone to defend you in the court of law, you kind of want someone who's a little bit above reproach, moralistically guided, sensible, smart. People who do face tattoos and eyeball tattooing, not generally the smartest people. Not in the society we live in today. This may change in future years to come. It might be the thing. It might be changed. But today, not so much. Not by society's standards. Back to the report. Law student Anya Peterson was inspired by blue-eyed dragon Amber Luke, an Australian model who got her eyeballs inked blue in 2019 before temporarily going blind for 3 weeks. So she knew there was potential blindness. Anya, who is 32 from Belfast, was left hospitalised by the eye alteration and is facing permanent blindness after a suspected reaction to the eyeball ink. The mum, who also has a tongue split, oh, it gets worse, face tattoos, eye tattoos, eyeball tattoos, and now a split tongue, now says she wishes she could have done things differently. You don't say. And as I said before, the woman's daughter was never on board with the unusual tattoo, as she feared that her mum would go blind, which of course she claims now she faces as her sight deteriorates. Anya Peterson said in an interview, I was just going to get one eye tattoo at first because I thought if I go blind, at least I've got the other eye. I should have just stuck to that. Oh dear. You know, I guess this really hits home for me personally, because as someone who has lost their vision due to a retinal hemorrhage caused by diabetes in both my eyes, being blind in both my eyes one at a time over several years. Look, long story there. I'll save it for another day. Life is not easy when you've just got one eye working. Firstly, it's a huge strain on the working eye. And secondly, you bump into everything. Everything. Life's not fun with blindness. Anyway, Anya has been told by ophthalmologists, probably pronounced that incorrectly, that she is now at a very high risk of contracting glaucoma, and her eyesight is already worsening with her vision clouded by hundreds and thousands of floaters. That's a little black spots that you get in your vision, or the clear spots as well. They're not fun to have either. I've had those. You know, you'd be walking and then you get a floater pop into your vision and you duck, or you swipe at whatever it is because you think it's a fly or something, and you look like an idiot in public. But it's also distracting for, you know, when you're driving and things like that. She has also learned... she says if she's learned anything from this experience, she knows she's going to be blind. And despite knowing that she's going to be blind when she gets older, she admits if she could go back in time, she would have just got one eye tattoo done and left it at that. So she'd still do it. Even in the situation she is now, she would still do it. Pro tip for anyone thinking about messing with their eyes, especially with a tattoo, don't. Get one of those contacts instead. That way you can change the colour of them. Idiots. Speaking of idiots, we talk the legal fine print that people are not reading with the latest AI selfie trend on social media. And later on in the show, want to know what happened to that protester who blocked the Harbour Bridge back in April? We've got all the details for you on that one.
The Troy Murphy Show presents 30 Seconds of Calm.
Ooh, I needed that 30 seconds of calm. Now it's time to get back into the weirdness and wackiness of all that's happening around the world.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. If two people are having a dispute, the angrier one is usually the wrong one. This is because anger clouds judgment. And also because they probably realize that they're wrong and they're getting angrier and projecting that on the person they're having the dispute with.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Miss a beat, learn all about the shows that this amazing station has on offer. Head to the TSSR website, 2ssr.com.au. As we file this next segment under When Will We Ever Learn? If you're on the social media, the TikTok, the Instagram, the Snapchat, the Facebook, the Twitter, you will have seen the latest viral trend, and that is everyone using the AI selfie app. I haven't personally used it. I won't be using it. So I don't know exactly how it works, but there is a detail in the app's terms and conditions that is of some concern. But first, the app, from what I am led to believe, allows users to create AI-generated selfies by uploading 10 to 20 images of themselves. And in return, the user will receive around 50 AI-generated selfies in various forms. What a lot of fun, so it seems. But there's always a but. Back to the terms and conditions that you agree to when you use this app. Allows Lensa AI, the company, to distribute and use your stored images, your selfies that you took and uploaded, without any additional compensation to the user. Yep, that's right, they get to use your likeness in any way they like. The fine print, I've read it so you don't have to, reads, you grant us, this is obviously the company, a perpetual, irrevocable, let's bookmark that one, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sub-licensable license to use, reproduce, modify, distribute, create derivative works of your user content without any additional compensation. Let's pull that apart. Perpetual, forever. Irrevocable means you can't, and this is confusing because I'll get to it later. Irrevocable means you can't stop them from doing it once you've agreed to it. Transferable, which means they can sell it to whoever the hell they want. They can reproduce, modify, distribute, of course, use it however they want, share it however they want, and create artworks or works of art, I use inverted commas, of your selfies. There is in the fine print an out clause, but it's confusing because part of the conditions is irrevocable, which means irreversible. There is an out. They allege that when you delete your content from the app or terminate the account, you revoke that agreement. But maybe that's further. I'm not quite sure. I'd have to read more, but I don't know if that's further because once you've uploaded them, do they get to keep them? How do you govern that? Anyway, mind you in saying that, as outrageous as this is, we all do put our lives online for anyone to access. And with technology going the way it is, it won't surprise me if in any time soon, or if it's already happening now because, you know, they're already kind of doing it. Hell, we go to shops and they're filming us and using our videos of ourselves to collect data. There are going to be programs that are able to scan our social media platforms and gather enough virtual information on each and every one of us to do whatever the hell they want. In fact, it's being done. There have been cases before in the US where this has been an issue, especially around election time. Let's just hope that the wild, wild west of the internet is kept in check by those running the joint. There's going to be issues. There are going to be issues in the future with app stores. Let's put our forward-thinking prediction hat on. App stores in the future are going to find themselves in trouble, or at least held to higher standards with the types of apps that they allow to go out on the public domain via their platform. Mark my word, ladies and gentlemen, this will all come to bite us in the butt in the future.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Hey guys, Kieran here with the Antiques and Alternate Show, playing you Aussie alt and older antique songs. Join me 6 to 7 p.m. Fridays for a bit of fun and a fresh new quiz every week. Tune in then.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. The person who came up with the word for fireplaces really didn't put much effort into it.
2SSR FM 99.7.
2SSR 99.7 FM is on Facebook too. See what shows are on each day with the Daily Post graphic as we file this next segment under... I'm not a cruel person, but news broke this week that the 70-year-old Russian president, Vladimir Putin, slipped and tumbled down several stairs and soiled himself at his official residence to be then helped to a sofa by his bodyguards as his personal doctors rushed to assist him. The account is the latest from a Russian Telegram channel named General SVR, which regularly suggests that the warmonger is suffering from multiple health problems not disclosed by the Kremlin. The channel, which claims without offering proof, so we'll throw an alleged here just to be safe, it alleges that it has sources within Putin's entourage and says that medics arrived within a few minutes but could not immediately examine the president. This was due to him suffering from what they're being told, or what they allege, oncology of the gastrointestinal tract, as a result of which he already experiences serious problems with digestion. Maybe he should cut the gluten. And the fall caused and I use the inverted commas here, an involuntary reaction. Now, before examinations, this is according to the channel, the doctors escorted the president to the bathroom and helped him clean up. Aha! This is the part where they allege him cracking his Dax. Crapping his Dax? Is that what I said? Yeah, crapping his Dax. Ooh, look, you know, I normally don't wish ill on anyone or ill health on anyone, but you know, if true, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Now, if this report is true, he is either dying slowly from a painful and slow death, or he just drank way too much of that infamous Russian vodka, got really, really, really drunk, tripped on his way up some stairs, and then crapped himself. And let's be honest, people, we've all been there. Coming up next, we talk Christmas advent calendars and how we might have been doing them wrong all this time.
It's the Troy Murphy Show. You're listening to the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. J. Jonah Jameson is just a man trying to destroy a spider with a newspaper. I guess you got to be a Spider-Man fan to have got the giggle from that one.
2SSR FM 99.7.
The Troy Murphy Show is on Facebook, all the W's, facebook.com/The Troy Murphy Show. Go click like because you'll need to for this segment. As we file this next segment under 'Tis the Season to Be Causing Confusion? Eh? Online debate has fired up with the correct way to open or use a Christmas advent calendar. You know, the calendars, it's a bit of a board thing with doors or windows or things you can push open. There's a little treat inside. You get one every day as you count down to Christmas. Yeah, I've never used one. However, it is my belief that you start an advent calendar on December 1 by opening up door or window or slot number one. However, there is debate over that because according to TikTok user Super Noodle 2, I wonder what Super Noodle 1 is doing, or Super Noodle, but Super Noodle 2, not quite very convincing when it comes to authority on anything as a username. They have posted a video explaining that we've been doing Christmas advent calendars backwards. Yes, you heard right, ladies and gentlemen, them, they, and all. Super Noodle 2 blew the internet's mind by stating we're supposed to match the number. Well, sorry, we're not supposed to match the numbers to the date. However, what we're supposed to do is a countdown. So they suggested on the 1st of December, we're supposed to open number 25 and work our way down to Christmas Day being number one. The TikTok video has received over 1 million views and accumulated thousands and thousands of comments. People who were either flabbergasted, gullible, or extremely defensive. Correct. I don't know about you, but it's called an advent calendar for a reason. You don't count down a calendar. Otherwise, it would be called an advent countdown. Do you see where I'm going here? A calendar starts December 1. A regular calendar, December 1. An advent calendar should also start on 1. Because you count up in a calendar, you don't count backwards. Hence the reason why if it was supposed to be counted backwards, it would be called an advent countdown. I got a little ranty there. Am I wrong? Let us know on the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. We've put up a post about this. Share your thoughts with us. Let us know. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Or is this Super Noodle 2 correct? I don't know. When it comes to names, the Troy Murphy Show or Super Noodle 2, who do you trust more?
Stay tuned. More from the Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
It's bad enough when a child is sick, but when it's one of the family, all you want to do is help. Grant Dodds, presenter of New Sensations Drive, needs our help. His son, Isaac, has a condition called citrullinemia type 1, which can result in brain damage, coma, or even be fatal due to high levels of toxic ammonia building up in the body. But help might be just one bark away. An assistance dog would be able to smell high ammonia and raise the alert. But that sort of help doesn't come without a price. To donate, go to mycause.com.au and search for Isaac, I-S-A-A-C, and help fund an assistance dog that could change his life dramatically. Thank you.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Sunday, 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. Little people are the most trustworthy by definition of trusting someone as far as you can throw them. I'll get emails for that one.
2SSR FM 99.7.
You know just how much we love the weird, wacky, wonderful news stories from around the world. And, well, normally they come from the United States. But today, this next one is from our very own backyard. Yeah, Australia, the crazy and zany, is down under too. Let me read you this headline that I saw on news.com.au. Mum's healthy version of fairy bread slammed as un-Australian. And ain't that the truth? The article reads, a mum has been slammed for serving up an un-Australian healthy version of fairy bread made with vegetable juice and shaved coconut. It sounds terrible to begin with. Culinary teacher Fatima Omran took to TikTok this week to share the unique, that's an interesting choice of word, unique, disgusting recipe, stupid recipe, an Australian recipe. recipe, explaining that her 13-year-old had asked her to make fairy bread. Oh, poor 13-year-old. If she's not having enough dramas in life with puberty, you know, she's now being denied by her mum a delicious Australian treat and sugar. Mm. The 42-year-old content creator... I hate that term. God, it's terrible. Unless you're paid to do it, you can't claim a title. I'm sorry. Explained that she said no to her daughter's request for fairy bread due to the amount of sugar in these sprinkles. Is there really that much sugar in there? Depends on how many thousands you put on, but, you know, they're itsy-bitsy. It can't be that much sugar. Instead, the Sydney Mama 3 whipped up a controversial, healthy alternative to the iconic Australian dish. I've seen the video. There's no need to watch it if you don't want to. She literally ground up, or what is it, shaved up, the old carrot, the carrot grater, grated up some vegetables for its, and then squeezed out the juice for its coloured liquids. Red cabbage, I think, was purple, and carrot was there for orange, along with turmeric and beetroot. Not quite sure what she did for green, but green was there too. Bizarre. Then she used that juice, the vegetable juice, to coat shredded coconut in the different coloured liquids, air fried it, and then used that on the bread instead of the classic hundreds and thousands. She was quickly met with a barrage of heated opinions after posting it online. Why does that not come as a surprise? They judged me for a 30-second video. People are so easily triggered. My page was actually reported for it, the woman said to news.com.au. She continued by saying, it's a sad world when a mum is threatened for feeding her children healthy food. It shocks me that people are so passionate about our sandwich. It's fairy bread! No one changes fairy bread. It's meant to be bad for you. That's the point. That would be as idiotic as someone trying to recreate a double quarter pounder from McDonald's as a healthy alternative. We don't eat the burger because we're dieting or trying to lose weight. We're doing it to clog the arteries. The viral clip has reached over 3.5 million views in less than a day. I hate to think of what it's up to now. Because us media, we jumped on this bandwagon. She went on to say that she is a dessert maker, so she knows about colouring ingredients through her work, and then stated that she had never made healthy fairy bread before, but was impressed by the beauty of the natural colours, claiming it looks spectacular on video. In reality, I bet it tasted like licking the bottom of a veggie crisper. She went on to say that she doesn't let her children have sweets. However, she tries to encourage them to eat healthy alternatives. These children, teenagers, they're not children. 13, she's a teenager. They're going to be scarred for life. Scarred for life by this one. What a waste of prep time, you know, because you've got to grate all that vegetables up individually, squeeze out all the juicing, and then soak them, and then roast them, and then do all the bits and bots. You know, it would have been so much easier, more fun, more tasty, using the hundreds and thousands. Why not just limit the amount they can eat like a normal adult would? Have the treat, just that tiny, incy-wincy bit, one treat per day. I don't know, something like that. Half a triangle. I don't know, something. Come on. But veggie, coconut, fairy bread is cruel. Cruel, I tells you. She did say something, and I do agree to her. I do agree with her, is that sugars and colours aren't ideal for growing kids, which is why she wanted to give the version a go. Fair point. Fair point. Can't discredit that. Fair point. But teach the lesson elsewhere. Again, you do not mess with fairy bread. It's a classic. It should be a criminal offence to do any alternate of fairy bread. It is un-Australian. Australians are, you know, we're divided as a country on many things like politics, you know, but when it comes to a staple of kids' parties growing up, I think we're all united on this one. You know, I pushed the line at gluten-free bread, probably more accepting now that I'm gluten intolerant. That's semi-okay to interchange, as long as it's white. It's got to be white. It's got to be bad for you. Some people prefer butter to margarine. Also tolerable, but not so much. It's got to be margarine. But you don't mess with the hundreds and thousands. No siree. That's the only reason these things are sold in supermarkets. To make fairy bread. Don't hold me to account for that fact. It's simply made up for the drama of this segment. But as someone so eloquently wrote in the comments under this woman's video, just remember your kids decide what care home you go into. And ain't that the truth, parents? Ain't that the truth? Consider this an official warning for any parent out there who is possibly even thinking of taking this recipe and doing it for their kids. If you miss a show or want to listen back to any part of the broadcast, be sure to subscribe to the Troy Murphy Show podcast, available on iTunes and Spotify podcasts. As coming up next, we talk the latest climate protest news, something we're enjoying reporting on each week here on the show, as it's crazy and it's zany.
Can't stop listening.
So tune the radio dial on Thursday night, 6 from. We're gonna put the ray on the Troy Murphy Show.
And now for the big ending.
The Troy Murphy Show.
Listening to the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. Chocolate is good for your teeth. It can help fight against bacteria in the mouth and stop dental decay. Someone pass me some chocolate. That's not going to help. I'm lactose intolerant. But pass the chocolate anyway. It's too delicious to ignore the suffering afterwards.
2SSR FM 99.7.
File this next story we're doing here on the Troy Murphy Show as no Sherlock, who did not see this coming. As a protester who blocked the Sydney Harbour Bridge in a protest over climate change has been sent to prison after a magistrate slammed her for her childish stunts and selfish emotional actions. The story by the Daily Telegraph reports that Magistrate Alison Hawkins sent Deanna Violet Coco to prison for a minimum of 8 months after she pleaded guilty to 7 charges, including using an authorised explosive not as prescribed, possessing a bright light distress signal in a public place, and interfering with the safe operation of a bridge. Now, it's that last one, the safe operation of a bridge, that's the key one, because that's what most have criticised these types of protests for since they gained popularity. You see, the protest that took place on April 13 on the Carhill Expressway on the Sydney Harbour Bridge saw the 31-year-old drive a large hire truck and purposefully block a lane during peak hour, thus preventing a New South Wales ambulance who had lights and sirens deployed from attending in an emergency. Now, the court was told that Coco suffered from serious anxiety surrounding climate change, and that her actions were personally motivated as she stood on top of the truck and held a lit emergency flare whilst live streaming the event. Now, the incident only lasted about 25 minutes because that's when police arrived and forcibly removed the protesters, she wasn't alone, from the iconic Sydney landmark, with Coco resisting arrest. Now, according to court documents, Coco was laying limp when the police arrived, prompting police to forcibly remove her to the police vehicle. Now, despite blocking only one of the five lanes on the bridge, the chaos was enough to cause traffic congestion, which is what stopped the New South Wales ambulance from attending its emergency. During sentencing, Magistrate Hawkins, and I take my hat off to her, told Coco that, and I quote, "You knew this was illegal. You knew you would be arrested. You knew there would be consequences. You do damage to your cause when you do childish stunts like this. Why should they, an entire city, be disrupted by your selfish emotional actions? You are not a political prisoner. You are a criminal." Bail was refused, as the court documents revealed that Coco's current charge before the court was her eighth criminal charge and her second one of that week. Her other offences, all protest-based, include significant disruption of the City West Link connecting the western suburbs to the city's CBD, rallying against mining operations whilst topless, and for setting fire to a pram outside Parliament House. Oh, that was her. Coco was convicted and sentenced to 15 months imprisonment with a non-parole period of 8 months. Well, well done to the judge for upholding the law, because time after time, we've seen judges go soft on climate change protesters. Don't get me wrong, though. Protest your cause. Stand for your cause. I myself have protested on numerous occasions, but the right way. The way that does not hold up a city of people just trying to get to work or do their daily routine, or, you know, go to the hospital to see a sick person or pick up their child from childcare or, you know, go shopping, whatever. Doesn't matter. You don't interrupt people, or worse, you don't interrupt an ambulance attending an emergency. I don't get this. I don't get what they're trying to do, because what is the point of protesting climate change, which is effectively the death of millions of people across the globe, if your actions kill even one innocent person today? That logically makes absolute no sense. Shame on this woman, and well done to the judge for convicting her and sentencing her to 15 months imprisonment.
Join the Troy Murphy Show on Facebook. Search the Troy Murphy Show, click like, and join the conversation all week long.
And that's it. The Troy Murphy Show, done and dusted for another week. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week from 6 p.m. for another edition of the Troy Murphy Show. If you missed any part of the show or want to listen back to any of the ranting and raving from tonight's extravaganza, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search the Troy Murphy Show. Click like and the follow buttons, and be sure to share it with your friends too. Or download the podcast, available on iTunes and Spotify. Until next week, bye for now.
Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to the Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. Goodbye, Chris Cash. Hello, Blue. The Troy Murphy Show, it is for you. Thursday nights from 6 p.m. and then online all week long. Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day.